For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, so that takes care of business on our end from what we had to do. And I forgot to mention one other thing. The Orioles and the Nationals begin a three-game set tonight. Talk to Toby Altizer in the middle of the 2 o'clock hour for that. And then we just heard from Lance Newmark and Adam Peters. And again, like everybody goes into those press conferences hoping, thinking they're going to get some sort of nugget. Sometimes they reveal a little bit too much. But oftentimes, and it's not just here in Washington, oftentimes you don't get a whole lot. Now, the Titans did confirm, for whatever it's worth, which was an Ian Rappaport report, if that makes sense, I think, earlier today, that they are staying at number one. Again, I think that was expected by everybody. Not a surprise. I hope Cam Ward works out for them. I like Cam Ward. I was not like, oh man, this guy's a dog in late game situations. And there were times where it took the Miami offense a long time to get oil running through the engine. I think Cam Ward's a little more inconsistent than people are making him out to be. I think he's a better athlete, a better quarterback, a better thrower, a better everything than Shedeur Sanders. He might not be as steely tough as Shedeur Sanders, but I think he's clearly the better prospect. The problem is again, and maybe I'm just being too rough on him, I don't know. There were too many games for me where Miami was asleep at the wheel for the first quarter, maybe more. I remember specifically the Cal game on a Saturday night, but there were a couple other games. And then there were games like the Georgia Tech game where, at the end, big turnover. And, again, that's going to happen to everybody. Well, except for Jaden Daniels. Oh, well, I mean, you get the point. But if you're struggling with that in college football, in the ACC primarily, I wonder how much that rears its ugly head in the NFL. Again, nobody's saying that he's not going to be good. The question is, can he be great? I think Shedeur Sanders, the question is he going to be fine or is he going to be good? I think there's a difference between being good as a base and great as a ceiling as opposed to fine, which is what I think Shedeur Sanders will be, as opposed to good, which is probably the max that he can be. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm kind of curious how he'll actually do without being on daddy's team. You know, I mean, I remember playing sports as a kid, and there's always that kid that got the preferential treatment because their dad was the coach and, you know, all that stuff. And that didn't mean the kid was bad. A lot of times they were one of the better players on the team because their dad was probably trying to live their dreams through them.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just it'll be interesting to see. You know, his dad's not going to be the head coach anymore. And if he has a problem, he's not going to get preferential treatment anymore. And just be interesting to see how he fits into the NFL that way, wherever he ends up.
Well, people say he could wind up as early as number three to the Giants. I think.
Yeah, we were just talking about that earlier.
I've heard, I guess, through the reported grapevine that the Saints are not that enamored with him. I think he could wind up with the Giants, but I just don't see it at three. I see it in a trade back, and I can't get past that. Now, some people say, hey, man, listen, if you have him graded as the 12th best player in the draft, but you have the number three overall pick, and then you don't pick again until the second pick of the second round, and you pretty much think that he's not going to be there, then, okay, expand your horizons and pick him because it's that important of a position. And what's a couple of slots on your grading scale? There are a lot of people that feel like that. Clearly, the story of the draft, and we probably, by pick 10, will have an answer. Not definite, but probably. And certainly by Pittsburgh, you would think we would have an answer. I think Pittsburgh's a much more ideal place for him to go than the Giants, because the Giants right now, at least on paper, have Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, and Tommy Cutlets. The Steelers right now, they don't have Aaron Rodgers, as we just mentioned. They have Mason Rudolph. They let go of Russell Wilson. They let go of Justin Fields. They bring back Mason Rudolph. To my knowledge, they don't have anybody else, but I could be missing somebody. I mean, ultimately, I think we find out before pick 10. But can I say that we're not going, can I say that with any level of assurance? No. Just like I can't say with any level of assurance that I have a really good feel for what Adam Peters and Lance Newmark are going to do. I mean, you just heard a bunch of gobbledygook, a bunch of mishmash. And no offense to them, right? They're like, well, you know, we got to get people that fit all this stuff. And the reporters try. But literally, there's a number of different ways they can go. They can go running back. They can go wide receiver. They can go offensive line. They can go edge. They can go defensive tackle. They can go corner. I mean, you want to make an argument that they can go linebacker, and they can go linebacker.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
So there's 4 or 5 different positions that they can go at, And what we don't know, again, is how those first 28 picks will affect that decision, because it will. You heard, and this is what they do. This is not anything abnormal. They call around or the phone rings. They have conversations, right? I saw a bunch of NHL scouts just shooting the you-know-what last night at dinner at Capital One Arena, right? I don't know exactly what trade secrets they share, but they're all talking about philosophy, kids, prospects, whatever, teams they've seen, whatever. People trade information. It's just like radio people. Oh, hey, this is how I do it. This is, you know, you may want to try this or, you know, whatever. So they're getting a feel for who might want to move up. Cleveland might say, the Giants maybe say, the Saints, we talked about this scenario yesterday, they might say, hey, what would it take to move up from 40 to 29? Oh, okay, well, all right. I think that's a pretty good deal. Let's see if our guy is there. And, you know, if you're good with this and I'm good with this, then we'll do it. And if our guy is there, then we'll do it. So that's how that kind of works, right? They're doing a lot of that legwork now so that when you're on the clock and you have 10 minutes, nobody is super duper ooper ooper panicking. But again, you have to have A, somebody willing to trade up, which I think there will be teams willing to trade up. The question is willing to trade up to who? As we said yesterday, if you're looking for a quarterback, there is a bunch of teams at the end of the first round, Philadelphia, Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo, and Washington that do not need quarterbacks. So those are ideal spots. But it doesn't mean that they're going to choose Washington over Buffalo or wherever. It just depends on who's there. If somehow, some way, all of those guys are gone, right? If somehow, some way, say, I don't know, Shedeur Sanders is gone. Say, of course, Cam Ward is gone. Say, Tyler Shuck is gone, which would be a little bit of a surprise to, I think, most people. Jalen Milroe is gone. Well, that's going to hurt the trade market. But that's also going to help, then, you would think, the Commanders have more options at the other positions. And maybe they don't have that option to trade down as easily. But again, the notion that teams wouldn't trade up out of the early part of the second round or even the mid part of the second round for a player that they just love, who's there at 29, who maybe they have a top 15 grade on, and maybe they grabbed somebody else earlier in the round, and they said, you know, it's worth it for us to trade a third-round pick to move up 13, 14, 15 spots. Maybe it's more than a third-round pick. Maybe it's two third-round picks, or it's a third and a sixth, or whatever. We're willing to do that. It doesn't have to be a quarterback. That's why you have all of these preliminary conversations, so that you can say, okay, who called us? What were they offering? What do we think they're thinking? And you chart it. That's what they're doing over the next 2 days, more than probably adjusting their board. They're probably only adjusting their board if they get new information. And as far as the question we asked earlier in the show, as far as a running back or a trade down, I think I'm going to answer all of these questions the same way. My number one preference is to trade down. I think that's their number one preference. I think that's everyone's number one preference. Again, doesn't mean you're going to be able to. You have to have somebody there and a team willing to do it. So, if they're stuck making that pick, of course it will depend on who's there. But you should not, in my opinion, rule out going running back or wide receiver. You should not just close the lid on that and say, well, it's just edge that they should take. Because A, again, you may not get the trade that you want. B, they probably view it differently than you view it. And remember, it's such a deep edge class that they may look and say, yeah, we have five guys that we like, not the burger chain. We think we can move back and grab one of these guys, maybe even at 61. Or if we make a small trade and we pick up an asset, maybe we can move back up from 61 or whatever. Or we can stay at 29 and we can take a hell of a running back. I would prefer running back more than wide receiver. That's me. I do think Amarian Hampton is in the mix. I do think he's more of what I'm looking for. A combination back with thickness, slashing ability, explosiveness, tough to tackle around the legs, tree trunks. Maybe not tree trunks, but you get my point. I don't know if he's the most naturally instinctive running back. I know Dr. Sabah compares him to LaDainian Tomlinson. I don't see that. But with more snaps, more practice, more reps, Anthony Lynn coaching you up, Cliff Kingsbury, I think Omarion Hampton can be a pretty darn good NFL running back. I like him more than Scadabo. I like him more than... I mean, Trevion Henderson is the home run hitter that ideally they're looking for. The question is he big enough, one? Two, is he all around capable enough? And yes, you can mix, as Jay Paterno said, you can mix him with a physical running back. Brian Robinson, Chris Rodriguez, what have you, somebody else. But I need that production this year. I need that production this year. And ideally, I need it in the form of somebody who can push aside Brian Robinson. Somebody who can push aside, not that he needs much help, Chris Rodriguez. I need someone that can push and elevate into the number one role. I don't need someone that is just going to be a part-time, spare-time player because I have that in Austin Eckler. I need that skill set because eventually Austin Eckler is going to leave a year from now. So is Brian Robinson in all likelihood. So is Jeremy McNichols. They're all free agents. But I need right now somebody that can do both well, and especially, like, as the season goes along, elevate to be the number one guy. Because what happened in the second half of last year is not good. Not good enough. All right. That's the show content for today. When we return, we'll wrap it up. Dum-dum of the day, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.